I'm just going to be full of good news today. The good news is Jesus is coming. That's the good news. Jesus is coming. You know, as we read the scriptures, and we're going to go over some of those things that Jesus said was going to happen just before his return. You know, we've read those things, but we really don't think they mean what they say. We really don't. You know, the average person, we think we're going to go on forever. I mean, you know, if you were born 5 years ago or 50 years ago or 80 years ago, you know, if you happen to be fortunate enough to be one that could be 60 or 70 or 80 years old today, you know, you have seen things a certain way, and you got up and went to work every day, and you watched your mom and dad maybe pass away, and no major problems. You watched your children grow and your grandchildren grow, and you got up and went to work and came home in the afternoon, and everything went on like it's always been. That's not the case today. That is not the case today. Wow. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you that you're God, that you're in control. And Lord, I thank you that as we see the things that you said and you told us was going to happen, we're seeing them happen all around us, which means the good news is your return is near. You're coming back to this earth to reign and rule, and we're going to get to reign and rule with you. But Lord, wow, help us to undergo and to bear all the things you said would happen to us, because it's happening everywhere. And Lord, we know that we can make it. We know that you can help, you will help us, and that you've told us in advance what's going to happen. So Lord, thank you for blessing us. Now bless us today as we study your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're going to start out today in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I'm going to start with verse 1. And 2 Timothy 3, 1. I want you to see, it doesn't matter what translation, the NLT or the King James, either one's okay. Just whatever you want to put up there. But I think about what the Lord told us. We're going to go through the first 14 verses of 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 14. And I want to show you some things the Lord said here. This is in the NLT, and he said, "You should also know this, Timothy, that in the last days there would be very difficult times." You know, I mean, so we read that, you know, what's a difficult time? Well, you know, when you see that, you think, well, if maybe one guy's out of work, and I mean, I've got a job, but he's out of work, that's difficult times, you know, for him anyway. You know, it's not so bad for me, you know, but difficult times. We don't have a clue what he really meant here when he said these things. But he says, for people will love only themselves and their money. Now, are we seeing that more every day? Boy, are we ever seeing that more every day. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God. We're seeing this more every day. They will be disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. I happened to flip over, I was watching the news on television the other day, and I happened to flip over to some channel, I don't know what it was. I only get 5 or 6 channels here, so I don't have a cable or nothing, I just got a little antenna. I got it mostly so I could watch the news and Daystar and TBN. So I can get Daystar and TBN, and that's nearly all I watch when I do watch TV, which is not very much. But once in a while I do watch a little news. In these last days, I'm kind of wanting to keep up with what's going on in the world. But even Fox News is not doing a very good job anymore keeping me abreast of really what's going on. Thank God for the Internet. You know, the Internet is where you can stay up. You know, just like a while ago, I thought, well, I'll just flip over here and see if anything's going on in, you know, Fox News before I go out there. Just look and see. So I flipped over to Fox News and, you know, wasn't nothing that seemed to be, you know, important that the news is putting on there. So I thought, well, I'll just go to Google and type in oil spill and see what happens. They have sent out this morning the aircraft to look at a new 100-mile by 10-mile-long oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico. brand new. Hasn't even been confirmed yet, but it's been reported. And it's within about 20 miles of where the other one was before. Is that thing leaking again? 100 mile by 20 mile, 10 to 20 mile wide oil spill. Isn't it amazing what you can find? Just type in a couple of words, oil spill, and brand new, which I hadn't heard about, a brand new oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Wow. You know, what is going to be, what is going to happen? You know, what is going on? Well, I thought, wow. Well, the Lord says that all these things are going to happen. But anyway, when I think about what I started to say there about turning over on the TV, also I watched a few, maybe a minute or 2 minutes at the most, of a program that supposedly I thought was a family program. But a father told a little son about this big what to do, and you would have thought he was the father. He talked back to his dad. I thought, you know, it's a good thing that kid ain't mine. If he'd have talked back to me like that, I'd have had him over my checkered apron and I'd have been wearing his bottom out, I guarantee. He wouldn't talk to me like that. But I thought, you know, this is what the kids are learning on television. And so then if they try that with their own parents and they don't get their tail busted right quick, well, then it gets worse. And then you have a case like I did the other day with a man that walked in his church with his wife, and they was going to talk with me. They made an appointment, and they came here, and they had about a 3 or 4 year old girl. And they walked in, and she started doing something, and I thought, well, I don't want her to do that, but I didn't say anything. I thought, surely the father will say something. And he just laughed at what she was doing and said, well, she's the boss. I said, if you're telling her already in her presence that she's the boss, I said, you ain't much of a godly father. I said, I'm going to tell you, you need to let that child know that you're the father and you're in control and she's not in control. I said, if you don't do that right now, I said, you're going to lose that child. I'm not too sure how he took that, but I'm telling him the truth. Amen. If he wants to raise a little hellion up in his house, just keep doing what he's doing. He'll have one. But the Lord said these perilous times are going to come, and they'll be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. Nothing. Let's go to the next couple of verses. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and have no interest in what is good. They will betray their friends. They will be reckless. They will be puffed up with pride and love pleasure rather than God. You know, I didn't even watch the Super Bowl on television. But I watched some news after it, and I saw how they were building seats inside of that big, giant building up to within the last hour and selling them for thousands of dollars. Finally, the fire marshal shut them down and said, you can't build any closer anymore. It's over. And I thought that place was packed out. And then there was people that paid hundreds of dollars to sit outside in the cold and watch it on a big screen television just to say they were at the stadium. And I bet you most of those people never gave that much money to God nowhere in their whole life. But they would pay it to watch a football game. I thought, wow. If the rapture had occurred that day, I wonder how many of those people would have still been there watching the football game. Probably most of them. You know that? Isn't that devastating? But the Lord says they'll be lovers of pleasure rather than God. So anyway, that's where we are. 5 and 6. They will act as if they are religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. You must stay away from people like this. Is there people today that act religious? Oh yeah, they act religious, you know, but do they operate in the power of God? No, they sure don't. Some of those people couldn't get a prayer answered. I mean, some of them have never had a prayer answered, and they think that's normal because they've never walked with God, so they don't know that he's capable and able to answer prayer. And so they don't pray. They are the kind who work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of vulnerable women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by many desires. Do we have women like that in churches today? Oh, yeah, we got a lot of them. We got a lot of them. There's a lot more of them outside the church than there are inside the church. You cannot turn the television on a channel that's not a Christian channel. Because I just flipped through them once in a while to see it. I only got five or six. You know, I don't have hardly any, but I got just a few. But you know what the wickedest television, the wickedest stations that have the most nudity and the most sex on them are? Spanish stations. You tune over to a Spanish station, you'll see nakedness. You'll see some of the best looking women you've ever seen in your life with almost no clothes on. I mean, just on a normal television show. A talk show. A Spanish talk show. Nearly naked women up there. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. I mean, there's no respect, nothing sacred, you know, just who cares, you know? It's unbelievable what you see on television today. And that's why I've told lots of people, if you want to walk godly, you got to get that thing out of your house. The only reason I have one, I haven't had one for years and years and years until just this last year. And I went and bought me one just so I could kind of keep up with a little of what's going on in the world. And boy, does it keep me up on what's going on in the world. But if all I did was come home like a lot of men do, or women, and I turned that thing on and left it on the talk shows and the game shows and on all the junk of the world, there's no way I could walk in God's power and feed that trash into myself all day long, every day. It can't be done. Verse 7 and 8. Such women are forever following new teachings, but they never understand the truth. How many women do you know that church hop? They'll hear about a new preacher, and they'll go see him, and they'll listen to him for a while, they'll just be spellbound. But then first thing you know, they've had all they want of him, and they find another one. You know people like that? Yeah, I know all kinds of people like that.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Time for Christians to be Christians, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.